Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 45. Positive mitzvah number 45 is Yibum, or levirate marriage. Yibum is the mitzvah for a man to marry the wife of his brother who died without children. To elaborate on this mitzvah, I'd like to read two lines, two verses from the Torah, and translate them. The Torah states, Ki yeshevu achim yachdav, umet ahad mehen uven en lo. When there are brothers, and one of them dies without children, lo tiye eshet hameta chutzal eshzar. The wife of the deceased brother should not marry someone from outside of the family. Instead, her late husband's brother should marry her in this process referred to as yibum, or levirate marriage. The next verse states, V'haya bechor asher teled, when this couple have a child, the first child that she has with her late husband's brother, Yakum al Shem Ahiv Amet v'lo yimachet shemo Yisrael. That child shall be accounted to the dead brother, so that his name is not erased from Israel. So to elaborate, the idea behind this mitzvah is a brother is doing a favor to his dead brother. The dead brother died childless, and he will never have anyone to live out his legacy. In this situation, the brother steps in, marries the dead brother's widow, they have a child, and then that child will be quote-unquote named after the dead brother. There are two opinions if this means literally to give him the same name, or if more of symbolically that this child will serve the role of the child of the deceased. Not necessarily are you actually naming the child after the dead brother, but symbolically, this child is the child of the deceased. That's what the idea behind this mitzvah is. Now, this mitzvah is very unique in the sense that one of the negative mitzvot, which we will eventually get up to, is one is not allowed to marry or to be intimate with his brother's wife. It's considered an adulterous act for a man to be with his brother's wife, his sister-in-law. Here in this mitzvah, not only is he allowed to, but he has an obligation to, he has a mitzvah to marry and be intimate with his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, after he died. After the brother dies, and the child that they have will be either literally or symbolically serving the role as the child of the deceased. Now, the question is, what happens if either the brother or the woman, they don't want to do this? Let's say she says, I didn't want to marry his brother. I wanted to marry the man who I married. He died. It's tragic, but I don't want to marry his brother now. Or let's say the brother doesn't want to, for whatever reason. The brother says, I have my own family. I have children of my own. I can't marry another woman now. Or let's say it doesn't make sense for whatever reason. Let's say the brother is elderly or sick, or for whatever many possible reasons. What happens if they don't want to do this? There's another solution called chalitza, which will be the topic of the next mitzvah. So to recap, this mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 45, is a mitzvah of yibum, what's called a levirate marriage, which is a mitzvah for a man to marry the wife of his brother who died without children. He steps in, he marries his dead brother's widow, they have a child, and that child will serve symbolically as the child of the brother who passed away. The idea here is that a brother is doing a favor to his dead brother who died childless and will never have anyone to live out his legacy. Now the dead brother has a child even after he passed away.